Signs you're still living in survival mode and how to gently come back to yourself. If you feel constantly tired but can't relax, emotionally reactive without knowing why, or like you're just getting through the day instead of truly living, you may still be in survival mode. This doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It means your body learned to protect you. Survival mode isn't a mindset problem. It's a nervous system response shaped by stress, trauma, or long-term overwhelm. Many people stay in it for years without realizing it because it becomes familiar. Understanding the signs of survival mode can be a turning point. Not because it fixes everything overnight, but because it replaces self-blame with understanding. And that's where healing begins. What does survival mode really mean? Survival mode happens when your nervous system stays stuck in a state of alert. Instead of moving naturally between stress and rest, your body remains focused on one goal: getting through the day safely. This state is controlled by the sympathetic nervous system, which prepares the body for fight, flight, freeze, or fawn responses. It's meant to be temporary. But when stress or trauma is ongoing, the body doesn't get the signal to stand down. According to the American Psychological Association, prolonged stress and trauma can keep the body in a heightened survival response long after the original threat has passed. Why so many people are stuck in survival mode? Survival mode doesn't only come from one traumatic event, it can develop slowly through repeated emotional strain. Common causes include growing up in unpredictable or emotionally unsafe environments, long-term stress, financial pressure, or burnout, chronic people-pleasing or caregiving without support, toxic, controlling, or narcissistic relationships, unprocessed grief or loss. Over time, the nervous system adapts by staying alert. It learns that relaxing isn't safe. Eventually, survival mode feels normal, even when it's exhausting. 10 common signs. You're still living in survival mode. Survival mode looks different for everyone, but there are common patterns many people recognize once they learn what to look for. 1. You're always tired even after rest. Sleep doesn't feel refreshing because your body never fully powers down. 2. You feel on edge for no clear reason. Your nervous system is scanning for threats, even in calm moments. 3. You overreact, then feel guilty. Small stresses trigger big emotional responses, followed by shame or confusion. 4. You struggle to be present. Your mind stays busy planning, worrying, or preparing for what's next. 5. You feel emotionally numb or disconnected. Shutting down can be just as much a survival response as anxiety. 6. You stay busy to avoid slowing down. Stillness feels uncomfortable because your body associates it with danger. 7. You have trouble enjoying good moments. Joy feels fleeting or unsafe because your system expects something to go wrong. 8. You people please to keep the peace. Your body learned that staying agreeable reduces threat. 9. You feel like you're just getting through. Life. Life feels like a checklist instead of something you experience fully. 10. Relaxation feels hard or unfamiliar. Your body doesn't trust calm because it hasn't felt safe there before. None of these signs mean you're weak. They mean your nervous system adapted. What survival mode does to the brain and body? Living in survival mode affects more than emotions. It impacts physical health too. Research from Harvard Medical School shows that chronic stress keeps cortisol levels elevated, which can affect sleep, digestion, immune function, memory, and emotional regulation. Over time, this can lead to anxiety and depression, digestive issues, chronic pain or inflammation, difficulty concentrating, emotional burnout, The National Institute of Mental Health also links prolonged stress responses to higher risk for mood and anxiety disorders. Survival mode isn't just emotionally draining, it's physically demanding. Why survival mode is hard to leave? You can't think your way out of survival mode. That's because it isn't a conscious choice. It's a body-based state. When your nervous system learned that alertness kept you safe, it built habits around that belief. Rest, softness, and slowing down may feel unfamiliar or even threatening. This is why telling yourself to just relax rarely works. The body needs evidence of safety, not pressure. The benefits of leaving survival mode. As your nervous system begins to regulate, changes often happen quietly but deeply. People often report feeling calmer without forcing it, improved sleep and digestion, clearer thinking and decision-making, less emotional reactivity, more access to joy and presence. Healing doesn't mean stress disappears. It means your body knows how to return to calm after stress passes. Gentle ways to begin exiting survival mode. You don't leave survival mode by pushing harder. You leave it by signaling safety, consistently. Here are nervous system supportive ways to start. 1. Slow your breathing. Longer exhales activate the parasympathetic nervous system. 2. Create predictable routines. Consistency tells the body it doesn't need to stay on alert. 3. Ground through the senses. Touch, sound, movement, and temperature anchor you in the present. 4. Speak to yourself kindly. Reassuring self-talk calms the nervous system more than self-criticism. 5. Allow safe rest. Rest doesn't have to be perfect, just consistent. Small steps matter. The nervous system learns through repetition. Healing is a process, not a switch. You may notice moments of calm followed by old patterns returning. That doesn't mean you're failing. It means your nervous system is learning something new. Each time you pause instead of push, you teach your body, "I'm safe now." That message, repeated over time, is what rewires survival mode.